You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yeah, Saturday night is a feeling we know. Saturday night is something to listen to a radio show. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for the next hour, gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And I can think of no better way than to start that off by going to Bolivia. Yes, Bolivia, classic rock in Bolivia in 1970. Dig this and dig it deep.
Whatever comes away,
Yes, that was Rock Candy, baby. That's by Montrose. That is off the album Montrose from 1973, which was retitled. I don't know, like, why or, well, one of the reasons why is because they redid the album cover. Anyway, it was re-released as the album called Rock the Nation. And the graphic for Rock the Nation is this sort of airbrush girl in a tight blouse, and she's got four breasts, and all like with protruding nipples and stuff. It's kind of odd. Much more interesting than the original album cover, which I think was just the band standing there with their arms crossed and like no shirts on. But it was 1973, so, you know, either way you go. Okay, before Montrose, The Runaways, You Drive Me Wild. That is off of The Runaways from 76. Both The Runaways and Montrose were on vinyl, kids, on vinyl. Where can you hear this stuff? Nowhere. Where can you hear it on vinyl? Even more of nowhere. Before The Runaways, we were in the UK for a band called Clear Blue Sky. We heard Follow the Light off the Destiny album, which was recorded in 72. It was going to be their, it would have been their last album had they not broken up. But it wasn't released till 1990, I think because the production is, you know, not that great. But boy, those guys could play. And they were all, they're one of these bands where like they started and they were all like 15 and, you know, incredible rock guys. So anyway, they were pretty young. They were in the UK. That was from 72. And we started that set off way back when in Bolivia. Yes, Bolivia in 1970, we heard Climax doing their cover of Born to Be Wild, which translates to Nacido para Ser Salvaje. And it's off their disc, Gusano Mecanico, which is Mechanical Worm. So yeah, that was Climax in 1970. Deal was, three of the guys in the band had been in other bands in Bolivia, and one of the guys went to the States and came back. This was like 68, 69. He's like, holy crap, you got to hear what's going on. They formed a new band called Climax, and their first EP, I think, was a bunch of covers, like Born to Be Wild. And then they put out their greatest album in 1974, which was Mechanical Worm. So check that out. The Born to Be Wild single was from 1970. It is a bonus track now on their CD album, Gusano Mecanico, from 74, which is a fabulous album. I had no idea these guys were rocking like this in Bolivia, but they were. That's what's great about classic rock, man. It was taking place everywhere. But the man didn't tell you, man. Like growing up in the times, man, the man never said, hey, man, there's this guy, get it, in Bolivia, and he's rocking out, and I'm going to play it on the radio, because there was absolutely no interest in introducing foreign classic rock acts to compete with the US and UK acts. So there you have it. But now it gives me an excuse for a show. So I have all kinds of classic rock from all over the world. And I play B-sides and D-sides and E-sides, as you can tell. So that's what Classic Rock Mine is all about. Enough of that being said, we are now going to France. Yes, we're going to France. The year is 1971. Again, 1971 France. Who knew there was great classic rock being made? Not me. Probably a bunch of, you know, French hippie guys back in 71. Anyway, if you were a French hippie guy back in 1971, you were probably rocking out to this.
Yeah.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
there shall be no questions. And there can be no lies. He was married happily ever after. Yes, Lord. Maybe flying saucers to some, but I know I must make mine Easter Sunday in the name of the rising sun. Yeah, 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 in the name of the rising The time really has come for me to say that I am you, searching to be free. The story of life is quicker than the winking of a single eye. And the story of love is hello and goodbye. Until we meet again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So many people who have dared to lay down the truth and carry the cross of Jesus and beyond.
Thank you.
That was the Leslie West Band featuring Leslie West with the Twister, because he's the Twister of love. Don't quite know what that means, but, you know, it's a good song. And that is off the self-titled The Leslie West Band from 1975. Before that, Eric Burdon with a song called Mirage, which was recorded in 73 as part of a concept album and eventually released in 2009. But the interesting thing is that, and this is Eric's story, that the lyrics to that song he found on the bedside table the night Hendrix killed himself, or OD'd, or whatever the hell he did. OD'd, I guess. So Eric took them, wrote music to it, and is he, like, the credits for writing the song go to both he and Jimmy, and, you know, you can imagine Jimmy writing some of that stuff. But yeah, so he took it before the police showed up, the last writing of Jimi Hendrix, because they were really close friends. Or, I don't know, maybe he saw a buck down the road, but I doubt that. I don't think he was that cynical of a guy. Before that, Kermajik with Alosha off of Wankantanka from 71. Those guys were from France. And Anduela's Dream gave us Shades of the Grey off of Love and Poetry from 1969. Those guys were from Ireland. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for 15 more minutes. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank, two of the silliest hours that you will expend yourself during, that you will spend in your lifetime. That's 15 minutes from now, so I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to play something good, and it's something you never hear on the radio. So dig it, and dig it deep.
Say
That was The Human Instinct with Stone Guitar. Those guys were from New Zealand. Isn't that awesome guitar playing? Awesome, awesome, awesome. It was a Maori guy in New Zealand, and his name was Billy TK. I guess his last name was so impronounceable even there that they just called him Billy TK. And before that, Foghat with That'll Be Today off of Energized. 1974, and we've already heard about the Twister, Leslie West, and that pretty much brings us to the end of this edition of Classic Rock Mine. I will be back next week for 1 hour, 10 to 11 on Saturday night, so join us and me and you, and let's go out with a little Uriah Heep on vinyl, as God intended. Dig it and dig it deep. Stay tuned for Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sunrise, and the new day's breaking through. The morning of another day without you. And the sunrise and tired eyes drift across the shore. looking for love and nothing more. But as the sea rolls by, there's no one there to see me cry, except the sunrise. The sunrise and you.